watch the movie not for the plot, but for the actor or actress that plays in it? Well, I did for sure. And that's probably because I'm a fan. Everyone is a fan of something or someone. Would you consider that as bad though? Huh, not really. But there is a thin line between being merely a fan and doing something really creepy. We crept through the internet to find the most creepy, sad, and even disgusting fan stories. I'm joined by two beautiful ladies who got the best of both worlds, just for you.
Hi, I'm Faye, and I really love the topic. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Amina. Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks for being here. So, let us hear your stories.
Of course, there are a lot of weird stories, and sometimes fan love goes too far. I've read a story about a girl who tried to get the attention of her idol from a famous boy band. She wrote him a fan letter with her menstrual blood and completed it with a few pubic hairs. I mean, how weird and disgusting is
gross,
that?
Gross, gross. Oh, no.
There are also another dramatic example. When Take That split up in 1996, they broke millions of teenager hearts. Their fans were distraught with declaring their world had ended and that they would be crying for weeks.
Oh, okay.
That's so sad.
The hysteria and the teenage girls threatened suicide was getting that extreme that hotlines were set up by the government to counsel them to their trauma.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah. That's just, I don't have words for that.
That's insane.
That's fan love, girls.
Cool.
That stuff is crazy, right? Like, we wouldn't do something like that. Mm. But then again, I also think it's easy to overdo things and just kind of slip into that kind of behavior.
Well, yeah, those are definitely interesting stories. But needless to say that someone with just a bit of common sense wouldn't do something like that, isn't it? I mean, did you ever do something like that?
Yeah, well, I think it's easy to slip into that, like Nina already mentioned. When I was a young girl, I knew somebody who knows a member of a boy group, which was pretty successful in Germany at this time.
Oh.
So we were invited to a few after-show parties, like the Dome, Bravo Hit Super Shows, and a few others.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah, thus we drive to the whole country just for the party with celebrities. And it was a really nice time, especially because there were both so many friendships and we met so many people.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah,
that's
amazing. It was really lovely, yeah.
For me, like, I never knew any famous people, but for example, I was in Japan last year with a friend and we both were fans of the same YouTuber, and it just happened that at the time he was doing a cross-country bike tour.
Wow, amazing.
And then we found out that he would be passing right through the city we were staying in.
Yeah, cool.
That's exciting. And yeah, and before we knew it, we were like researching what kind of hotel he might be staying at and like where we would be able to meet him.
Normal research.
Yeah absolutely.
Right? We checked his Instagram, we checked his Twitter, we checked the social media of his friends as well, and we didn't find out where he would be staying, but if we had found out, what would we have done? Like, would we have waited for him in front of the hotel?
Yeah.
Like,
probably.
Yeah. Some crazy groupie. Like, he's been touring through the country, like, for the whole day. He would just wants a bed, he wants to sleep, and then he comes to a hotel that he didn't tell anyone about, and there's crazy fangirls waiting for him. They're like, hi, we just want to meet you.
Hey, what's up?
And we didn't even realize what we're doing at the time. Like, only later we're like, oh, that's kind of like a stalker.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, even stalking, so to say, someone on social media could be too much.
But that kind of stuff's also almost normal now,
right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it can be hard to realize when a line is crossed. You're doing something problematic and you don't even realize it because you're so caught up in how much you like the person, how much you want to meet them. You're doing it because you're so caught up in how much you like a person that you don't even think about that they have their own lives and they don't want you around every single second of the day. Like, for example, many YouTubers blur out their addresses and hide where they live, where they record their stuff, where their studio is, because it's so easy for just some fan to show up while they're filming even and be like, hi, can we talk?
Yeah, and there are so many examples of celebrity committing suicide exactly from this pressure.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, celebrities like Robin Williams, Heath Ledger, Kurt Cobain, and Whitney Houston take their own lives. And the reasons were always the same. They felt depressed and a great loneliness. Imagine you are on a stage and there are thousands of people adoring you. And then you go backstage and nobody is there.
So it's like, even you could have everything, there's just no one that has your back?
Exactly. Yeah.
You have the spotlight, but the spotlight just can't hug you back.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, everybody around kept telling them that they were the best and explained how much they loved them. But they never knew who loved them for themselves or loved them for being a celebrity. And although they are so unsure, they always have to pretend everything is all right, have to give their best every day because people are watching and following them on streets and somewhere else in their life, like social media.
Yeah, that's really sad. I mean, with that sad thoughts and, well, creepy stories in mind, how do you feel now about fans and fandoms in general?
Well, I think it's a pretty, pretty good thing. Because although I was stalking the bands a bit, they understand that I was just a young girl which wanted to be at the party and have a great evening.
Yeah.
I think celebrities appreciate that. And that's the reason they are choosing their jobs, because they want to make the girls and the boys happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And for example, that friend I was with in Japan, we only became friends because we were both fans of that same YouTuber. When we started talking, we were like, oh, hey, have you ever watched that person? And we were like, oh my god, yes, I love him. And that's why we became friends in the first place, because we had common ground to talk about.
And I think this works in every scene. If you're watching a movie or listening to music, you go there with your friends, you watch the movie with your friends, and you go to the concert with your friends and just have the nice time.
I absolutely agree with you both. So thank you for hearing your thoughts on this topic.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
it was pretty interesting.
So, guys out there, just one thing. Fans and fandoms aren't a bad thing. If you're a normal person with just the right amount of common sense, it could be a great advantage.